Okay, we'll get started. Well, Poanua, if you look at all the publications that have ever been done and line them up, Poanua would be probably 10, 12, 15% of everything that's ever been published. So friends and enemies call me like it's known as Poa. In the South, it's Poanna. It's three syllables. In the Deep South, it's Poanna. It's two syllables. Annual bluegrass, winter bluegrass, Poanua, and in Europe, annual meadowgrass. So today we're going to talk about Poanna. Well, what's the problem? Well, Poanua is everywhere. It's ubiquitous. After the atom bomb goes off, there'll be turtles, reptiles, cockroaches, and Poanua. But we still want to control this guy, right? It has a tremendous fitness. We have all kinds of biotypes. We have annuals and perennials. It's cross-pollinated. It's self-pollinated. It knows what to do. It's thinking all the time. It has rapid fixation in environments where it can adapt quickly. And when it runs out of options, it outcrosses and starts the whole process all over again. It's a very unique plant. So feed me, as they say. Overseed of Bermuda grass. Well, when you look at the literature, you've got to ask yourself if you're going to overseed or not. And if you're not going to overseed, you got options, pages and pages of options of preventing POA and from getting rid of it once it's up if you're not going to overseed. Okay? Whether the Bermuda is dormant or not, you have a lot of options. Okay? So Rubigon is gone. Or Rubigan is gone if you're from Wisconsin. Right? It's gone. You just can't buy it anymore. Barricade is tricky to use. It works well, but if the math isn't done right, and if you overlap, you run into problems. There are other SU products that are used, but they're tricky. They're for late overseedings, when you've got to control the POA first after it's up, and then overseed. So that only works in a late overseeding event. And Prograss has been Nortron and Ag for over 40, 45 years. It's the same exact chemical, and we use it in turf all the time. So POA annual is always and going to be there, and it's going to increase if you don't try to control it. So that's the truck driver's version of the second law of thermodynamics. I encourage you to read it on the internet. It's pretty good. Okay? And I have to say the laws of thermodynamics are rigged. Right? So the issue is POA annual, right? And we're going to talk about it on a fairway today. Just on a fairway, okay? So more as seed becomes expensive and budgets are tight, clubs that are overseeding, no longer wall-to-wall, they're not a resort, they're going to fairways, greens, tees, and surrounds. So it's everywhere you want it to be, not. So if you're going to overseed, yep, what are your standards? If you're lined up, if you go talk to 100 superintendents, you get about a third of them, that they're Zippo, we're going to do nothing, just wait, okay? You're going to live with it. About 20-25% will take the barricade 6 to 8 weeks before application, okay, and some will use Prograss, okay, at the fumacy. So for Prograss, the Bermuda's got to be dormant, has to be dormant, or you'll lock it for a loop. So there's two applications in the late fall, early winter, Christmas Day and New Year's Day is when they want you to put it down, okay, keep everybody busy. But the coldest part of December and the first 2 weeks of January. Okay, you get good, excellent control, but you get late spring returns. There's always some plants coming back. You might get 90-95% control, but you got late comers coming back, right? So we wanted to determine the effect of looking at plant growth regulators on the suppression of POA annual and or control with and without previous applications of Prograss. So here's what we're thinking. We know what POA's thinking. So now we want to put down Prograss alone, 5 PGRs alone, and then Prograss followed by the same 5 PGRs. Okay. So Prograss is ethyl fumacate, Cutlass by itself, Flurpyrimidol, Musketeer, which is a three-way mix of Flurpyrimidol, Paclobutrazol, and Trinexipac ethyl, Legacy, which is Trinexipac ethyl and Flurpyrimidol, Trimet, Paclobutrazol, been around a long time, and Prohexidine calcium. These are the rates that when you look on the label, I wanted to get the highest repeat rates at the closest times, but not break the label rate. So those are the players. So the bus schedule is that on January 20th and February 4th, we put down the two rates of Prograss. And then on February 17th, you'll come back. That's what my first wife said. On February 17th, March 10th, 29th, April, and all the way to May 15th. Is this being recorded? I know I shouldn't have clicked that button. Okay, so there's five repeat applications of those products at those rates. And so we have Progress alone, Progress followed by the PGRs on five applications of the PGRs, and then the PGRs alone. So that's the bus schedule. In the beginning, all plots were 75 to 90% POA. The plot size were 5x6. The solution rate was 74 gallons per acre. Where the label required, we use a non-ionic surfactant, and the plants were watered in 10 hours later on each day. The design was a simple, randomized, complete block design with four replications. These are unstructured treatments because you have the single treatment of Progress going down twice, and you have the five PGRs going down either with or without the Progress. So we use Proclimix and Duncan's LSD was used for mean separation only when the F ratio for treatments at large was significant at P equals 0.05. So when you look at these plants, there's a lot going on with the plant growth regulators in terms of, yes, we're going to assess percent weed control by the amount of dead POA, but there's different things going on and how they affect the POA. Some have more seed head suppression. Some have more vegetative suppression. Some will cause injury after only one or two applications. Some that does it right away. And but today, in the interest of time, I'm just going to talk about the percent live POA, which is 1 minus the treatment divided by control on a standard plot assessment. Okay. So what you'll see in the next series of slides is as follows. And we're just talking about the weed control and weed control only. And so the top five treatments are Progress, followed by Always, by Cutlass, Musketeer, Legacy, Trim, and New. And below in blue are those same exact PGRs without. And it says Alone. Alone, Cutlass, Alone, Musketeer, so on and so forth. And so that space between the PGRs applied alone is below the darkened line, and the Progress and the PGRs are above. And then the skip in the bottom is the Progress alone with no PGRs ever. So the Progress alone, if you look at the yellow boxes, so we're in March, beginning and the end of March, and I've got 99% control after two applications of the Progress, and I've got 90% by the end of March. So in April, when this beast is flowering like a madman, and all that radial growth is growing faster than the rest of the turf, I'm down to 83% control, 81, out until May. Forget the last column. We're going to talk about that at the end. So the Progress gives you excellent control, but it doesn't hang on all season long. It doesn't hang on all season long where we are. As a group, the PGRs alone, below that shaded line, they peaked in April and May with 60 to 99% control. And if you notice on the first blue line, number 6, that the Cutlass has got about 60% control by 19th of April, that third column, and we've got 89 to 99% for the Musketeer, the Legacy, and the Trimit, and the Anew is just coming into play. Now, applied without the Progress, the Musketeer had 99 to 97% control by itself. So that's the three-way prepackaged mix, right? Those three active ingredients. So I've got 99 to 97% control. If you look before that in March in beginning at the end of March, after those applications, it takes good 3, 4, 5 weeks and two applications before you get any kind of response to knock that POA down. The Anew peaked at about 80% control, and that was in April and in the beginning of May. And then by the end of May, even with all those applications, we got only about 50% control on the fairway with that, with the Anew. So I said, bring out the Anew and set it yield. Yes, sir. 5 minutes. Okay. The Musketeer, I thought you had a question. Musketeer, Legacy, and Trimit, they had the greatest overall control of the PGRs alone, as you see there. Okay. Cutlass was slow to come on A new came on slowly and then decreased at the end as well. The progress followed by the PGRs, I got 93 to 98% in early May. So now we're looking at progress with the PGRs, and so I have enhanced activity. I might not have an interaction, but I have an additive effect. Okay? And Musketeer, Trimet, or Legacy provided 98% or more control in March and into April. And the higher ranking PGRs of Musketeer, Trimet, and Legacy also produced the best control when preceded by the progress. So the best PGRs alone are working with the progress as well. And once again, look at that progress alone. I'm down to 81-84% control by May. Now, at the end of the experiment, the poa is on its way out, and it's flowered, and it's barely hanging on. So if you have a couple plants alive, it's going to distort the control. So forget about May 31st. But going back and looking at this trial, what amazed me was the slow return of the Bermuda grass transition from some treatments. And here we see that the Trimet alone had at 31 May had the highest amount of Bermuda grass returning at 37%. The Cutlass, all the way in the middle of July, had only 54% return of Bermuda grass, while the untreated control had 71. And look what's happening on the top when these things are mixed with the progress. Wow, I got 15% Bermuda grass and progress and Cutlass in the middle of July. Okay, so there's progress followed by Cutlass, followed by Legacy and Musketeer. Okay, and all these have what in common? They're straight Cutlass, or they have Cutlass in the product, in the formulated product. Okay, and the progress alone had 55% Bermuda at that time, where the untreated control had 71. So the results, the progress followed by Cutlass, or Legacy or Trimet had 95% or greater control in early May. Progress followed by Cutlass or Musketeer or Legacy provided 91 to 94% by late May. PGRs applied alone, Musketeer and Legacy had a peak POA of 93 to 97% in May. But you're not going to get that from the first three applications that are done. You won't see control before March. So the progress was deadlined in some POA, and the PGRs will take care of it, but Cutlass alone as a component or a prepackaged mix decreased the spring transition. Thank you.
We have time for one question.
Question.
So, David, when superintendents come to you in Arizona and want a specific program, what are you going to tell them?
Oh, boy. I've always wondered, it's always been my thought that Cutlass that root uptake from Cutlass, even though Trimet does both, I switch off at something. After March, I'm going to switch away. I'm going to stay away from Cutlass if they're going to stay in that, something like that. If I had more space, I would have added some other treatments. And if you're going to put a proxy primo, you got to watch out for the primo when the Bermuda's coming back. That's another deal. Come on, buy your lunch first. Good. Question?
And Dave, in the label, the trim will say no later than middle of March.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I wanted to see what, as long as that POA was not getting the amounts that are there, the control is there, I wanted to see what was going to happen. And Cutlass had the largest effect on the transition.